Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, with new music this time from Ahmad Jamal, Kenny Burrell, Keith Jarrett, the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, and Frank Glover, all as part of our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song. It's What's New, coming up next on Afterglow.
We'll be right back.
The Waitiki Seven doing Martin Denny's When First I Love from their CD New Sounds of Exotica. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and I'm featuring new and recent releases this time around on the program, nearly all of them instrumental, with music on the way from pianist Keith Jarrett and bassist Charlie Hayden, guitarist Kenny Burrell, saxophonist and clarinetist Frank Glover, and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra performing the music of Ted Nash. Pianist Ahmad Jamal celebrated his 80th birthday earlier this year, and it's been a good year for him. Mosaic Records has put out a big set of his late 1950s and early 60s recordings, and he's released a new CD called A Quiet Time, and it's gotten a very good critical and commercial reception. Jamal, the artist who had so much influence on Miles Davis's music in the 1950s, particularly through his use of space and his song selection. A lot of the tunes Miles recorded in the late 1950s were first recorded by Jamal. We'll hear one of Jamal's own compositions from A Quiet Time, and we'll also hear guitarist Kenny Burrell's take on Duke Ellington's standard In a Sentimental Mood, which comes from Burrell's new live CD, Be Yourself. First, Ahmad Jamal and The Love Is Lost on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Guitarist Kenny Burrell with a very nice live version of Duke Ellington's In a Sentimental Mood from his new CD. Be Yourself, Tavon Pennicott on tenor sax, Benny Green on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Clayton Cameron on drums. Pianist Ahmad Jamal before that doing his composition The Love Is Lost, accompanied by James Kamek on bass and Kenny Washington on drums from Jamal's recent CD A Quiet Time. Saxophonist Ted Nash comes from a jazz lineage. His father was a trombonist and a favorite of composer and conductor Henry Mancini. Dick Nash shows up on several Mancini soundtracks, such as Peter Gunn and Mr. Lucky. And Ted Nash had an uncle by the same name who was a well-respected swing-era saxophonist playing with Les Brown's big band in the 1940s. Nash has made a name for himself as both a leader and a member of the Jazz Composers Collective and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, the latter of which has just recorded Nash's suite dedicated to famous painters. It's called Portrait in Seven Shades, and it includes a piece for the artist Vincent van Gogh. In the liner notes, Nash writes, "I chose to feature Wynton Marsalis on the melody and solo. I knew he would express with his trumpet the same broad strokes and textures van Gogh found in his paintings. The Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra and van Gogh on Afterglow."
when I paint the sky, I wonder why you don't share my view. Just like you, I can see with my heart, and I start mixing and layering everything blue for you. Textures of love, cobalt in you, but it's true, they keep me inside and force me to hide all the love that I feel. Like a wilted flower, passion without power, my desire fades like a pastel shade. I fade when I paint the sky, I wonder why you don't see my love. When I paint for you.
The Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra performing Ted Nash's Van Gogh from his suite Portrait in Seven Shades, featuring Wynton Marsalis on trumpet and Vincent Gardner on vocals. I'll have more music from new and recent releases in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services, located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. Recent releases on this edition of Afterglow, and in the first half of the show, we heard a piece from a long suite written by saxophonist and clarinetist Ted Nash. Now some music from another concept suite written by a saxophonist and clarinetist, Indiana native Frank Glover. The suite and CD is called Abacus, and it follows in the footsteps of Glover's previous release, Politico, showcasing his interest in composing long-form pieces that offer both a formal structure and improvisation. Glover said recently that, "I think there's a giant gap between improvisation and contemporary classical composition. We don't even have the words to describe music that falls in that gap. It's not classical composition, it's just music." Appropriately enough, some of the diverse influences cited for Abacus are classical composers Béla Bartók and Igor Stravinsky, tango master Astor Piazzolla, jazz saxophonist Wayne Shorter, and film composers Bernard Herrmann and Alfred Newman. From Abacus, here's Frank Glover and Two Shades of Green on Afterglow. Thank you. Frank Glover, three pieces from his new CD, Abacus. We heard the title composition, preceded by Lost Sumino and Two Shades of Green, with Glover on soprano sax, Zach Lapidus on piano, Jack Helsley on bass, and Dave Scalia on drums. I'll close out this afterglow with some new music from pianist Keith Jarrett and bassist Charlie Hayden. Jarrett and Hayden have a history together. Hayden played on Jarrett's first ever record as a leader in 1967, and he was a part of Jarrett's legendary 1970s American Quartet. But for various reasons, they hadn't played together since 1977. Then in the past several years, each musician was interviewed for a documentary about the other. And the second time, when Jarrett was interviewed for the Ramblin' Boy film about Hayden, Hayden brought along his bass, and the two artists engaged in an impromptu jam session. After it was over, Jarrett hugged Charlie Hayden, which is kind of an unusual image. People don't think of Keith Jarrett as a warm and fuzzy type. And he said, "That was magical. You've got to come back. We're going to record." Hayden did, resulting in the new CD of ballad duos, Jasmine. "I feel we took up where we left off," Hayden said recently. "We both have the same musical values. We feel the same way about improvisation. It's like your whole being is concentrating, and you want to play something that has never been played before, to put your life on the line." We'll hear Hayden and Jarrett doing "I'm Gonna Laugh You Right Out of My Life." First, some more music from guitarist Kenny Burrell, the title track from his recent CD, recorded at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola in New York City. Be Yourself on Afterglow. Thank you. close with pianist Keith Jarrett and bassist Charlie Hayden doing Cy Coleman and Joseph McCarthy's I'm Gonna Laugh You Right Out of My Life from their recent CD, Jasmine. Guitarist Kenny Burrell before that doing his composition and the title track, Be Yourself, from his recent CD recorded live at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola in New York City. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can listen to many more Afterglow programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join me again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone, looking for the light.